Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scubble moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Com reaches second base with a double. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Com scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scubble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Scubble reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Uhel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scubble hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Uhel moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Krause and he is out, Com applying the tag. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kham moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and moves to second. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scubbell takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. McManus moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. McManus scores. Scubbell moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Scubbell moves to third. Uhel moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scubbell scores. Uhel moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uhel scores. Johnson scores. Rice moves to second. It's 10-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 11-4, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Scubble reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.